This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. The state health department says they found a case of monkeypox, but is awaiting for the CDC to verify. However, officials say any risk to the public is low. The man infected recently visited Canada, where there is currently an outbreak of monkeypox. Symptoms of the virus include fever, headache, muscle aches, and typically include a rash. The Colorado State Fair had its most successful year ever last year when it comes to revenue, KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The fair generated more than $43 million during its 11-day run. According to an annual report, nearly $15 million of that went back into the Pueblo County economy. Activities at the fairgrounds throughout the year additionally brought in close to $12 million. Meantime, expenses declined, in part from a labor shortage. Attendance at the fair last year was down a little bit from 2019, with close to 460,000 people. The 2020 event was modified due to COVID-19. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Leading civil rights nonprofit ACLU of Colorado is suing the city of Boulder over laws that affect people who are homeless. Advocates for those who are unhoused say Boulder ordinances that ban urban camping on public property unjustly punish those experiencing homelessness. The lawsuit alleges Boulder's homeless shelter turned away more than 250 people since last summer, making it difficult for them to find shelter without breaking the law. Boulder officials have not commented on the lawsuit. In Boulder, it's 81 degrees. Expect partly cloudy skies overnight across the Front Range. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.